Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. God has given us unlimited treasures in His Word. Every time we open it, we can discover a new treasure or admire an old one. What will we find today? Here's Carla Early with Treasure Hunt in the Word.
If you've ever led someone to the Lord, you'll know how exciting it is. It's such a rush. You want to go out and tell someone else about the Lord. But wait, Jesus didn't tell us in the Great Commission to go out and make believers. He said to go out and make disciples and to teach them. That's a big difference. Though it's awesome for someone to open their heart and believe, that doesn't mean our job is over. After Paul and Barnabas spent some time in Derbe making many disciples, they could have gone back to the church that sent them out in Antioch, or even stopped by Tarsus to visit Paul's family. After all, they'd done what God had called them to do. Besides, they'd traveled over 400 miles. Instead, they retraced their steps and headed back to Lystra. Yes, the place where Paul had been stoned and left for dead. Then they traveled on to Iconium, Antioch, and Pisidia, the two places where the Jews had come from who wanted to stone Paul in the first place. Talk about brave! But they didn't go there to stir up trouble or even preach in the streets. They spent time organizing churches, encouraging and teaching the new believers, and praying with them. Paul and Barnabas committed these fledgling Christians to the Lord, who would help them grow and develop. That took a lot of faith. Can you imagine getting a group of new Christians, most of whom had not grown up in the church, none of whom had a seminary degree, and just leaving them? That's what Paul and Barnabas had to do. They taught them as much as they could in the short time they had available, then trusted God to bring them up right, since He was their father after all. Paul and Barnabas hadn't given them new life. The Lord had. They were His responsibility, and they could trust Him. Paul and Barnabas preached in Perga and Attalia before sailing home. What do missionaries do when they come home on furlough? They show pictures of the people they met and places they'd been, and tell of all God had done. Considering Paul and Barnabas wouldn't have had pictures, maybe they showed the Christians at the First Church of Antioch Paul's scars from the stoning, and told of all the awesome things God had done. Talk about encouraging. When God does something great through you, you just have to brag on Him. I bet half the church were ready to go on the next trip. Maybe others were sent out in different directions. We don't know. But the more we tell our story of the awesome things God has done, the more we encourage others to step out in faith. When have you last testified of God's faithfulness? I'd love to hear your God stories.
You can contact us at treasurehuntintheword@gmail.com. We'd love to hear the treasures God has given you through His Word. You can listen to other episodes at our website, which you can find in the description below. Thanks for listening, and remember, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.